This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are listening to Simon and Michael on Friday evening on Joy.
And if you've been listening for the last little while, you will have noticed the chatter in the background. We haven't been getting louder outside.
No.
There is a bit of a crazy party antics in the Joy Studios today. So if you hear some,
which is the Globe Team.
The Globe Team.
If you're in the city, in the CBD,
yes,
and you're wanting to come down and have a few drinks down at the Joy Studios, now is a really good time to do it because there's a lot of people here.
Lots of people. So many people we actually can't fit them all in. Well, we can. We can keep pushing them in, but it's fine. It'll just get louder and louder.
That's right.
We'll cope.
We'll have to get security soon.
We will. That's
and,
right.
And with a little clicker to see how many people are in the studio. Oh,
nothing beats having a bouncer at the front door.
Excellent. Now, we have got some fantastic stuff coming up on the show tonight. We're going to have a chat about MasterChef.
Yes.
And cooking disaster stories. I know I've got quite a few, and being in that industry. Yes. I'm going to share the things that have gone wrong.
And I've got a couple being a home chef. I wouldn't say chef. A home cooking person myself. So
yes,
there'll be a couple there. And, of course, being the couple of days before the big day, that is Mother's Day, we've got some mothers being on the air tonight.
On air, yes.
That'd be good fun. Oh, and hopefully if we can get some technology working here, we can have you help us work out what to ask them.
Joy 94.9.
Now, we are taking your cooking disaster stories. We've had Paul from Sydney who's given us a call, and he said when he first moved out, he put custard in the microwave and it blew up and set on fire.
It's a beginner's mistake.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
It's perfect.
Now, I'm going to share a few of mine. For those people who've listened the last few weeks, you'd know that that I've done a fair bit of chefing, and I'm in the industry now. When you're working as a chef and as a caterer, when the shit happens,
yes,
it happens good and proper.
Oh, it hits the fan. Literally hits the fan.
It does. So I was actually working at one of Melbourne's five-star hotels.
Oh, fine establishment.
Very fine establishment. And they were doing a high tea.
Oh,
and
nice.
I had to make, it was about 100 kilos of scones.
Well, that's not much. That's just a few. Yeah,
that's a few. Yeah. So look, it took me a little while.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
And I was on my own.
Oh.
And so when I'd finished, I had all these trolleys full of scones,
yes,
ready to go.
Yep.
And the head baker came in and put one in his mouth and ate it and spat it on the ground straight away. And
now,
so everybody else, there was probably about 10 people in the room.
Yeah.
Everybody else grabbed one and ate it and spat it back in their hand. I thought, oh my God, what have I done? And somebody had poured a bag of salt into the sugar bin. So if you can imagine how much sugar is in a scone, that had that much salt in it, and it was completely feral.
Delicious.
Mm.
Oh, that's a savoury scone.
Yes, very savoury.
Yeah, that's for later. And you serve it with a very big glass of water because you'll need it afterwards.
You could use it like beer nuts on a bar.
Oh, perfect. That's actually, now there's a way to keep bars in business, pubs in business. Serve really salty scones. Beautiful.
Have you got any disaster cooking stories?
Look, you know, microwaves are the trickiest things in the world to use. Mm. I'm great at reheating frozen meals. That's not a problem. I can do that. It's just making sure that I get a fork and pop the top. But that's the reason why when I put an egg in, I somewhat forgot to give it a bit of, a prod with something sharp. So
this is through the shell?
Through
the
shell.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's granted, I was a bit hungry. I needed a bit of love. And I wanted some eggs. I put it in the microwave, and around about 20 seconds later, there was a bang. It wasn't nice. It wasn't good. I think I hated the cleaning up more than what the the way it looked in the microwave.
Yes.
Because exploded egg is not pretty.
I like that one. I like that. I reckon one of my others would be when I was doing my apprenticeship, we had 50 kilos of flour in a mixing bowl.
Yes.
And I had to add the yeast into it. And there's two types of yeast. There's a dry yeast and a fresh yeast.
Yes, yes.
Now, the dry yeast is really concentrated and you only use a third of the amount.
Okay, yep, yep.
But I'd put the same amount of dry yeast in this dough and it was literally rising while it was mixing.
Well, yes, did you actually make a mutant dough that will take
like,
over the world?
It was like that. And like 50 kilos of flour in this bowl just fit. It's mixing, it's starting to go over the edges.
Delicious.
Right? And it was only myself and the other apprentice working at the time. So, and thankfully in the country where there wasn't many other people, we grabbed this dough and put it all in bags and quickly put it in the back of the ute and went and dumped it in the country.
Delicious. And I reckon, and if the cows decided to go and eat that dough, they would have exploded.
Like your egg.
Like my egg. Beautiful. And then we put then there's cheese and everything made automatically.
Exploded beef.
Oh, delicious.
Food trend.
Oh, there we go. That's something for...
exploding beef.
Something to research. I like that.
We've had a couple of messages come in about food disaster stories.
Yes.
And I'd like to share a couple of mine.
Okay, good.
Now, I've shared a couple already with putting a lot of salt in scones that actually needed sugar.
Which I think worked well. Would have worked well.
There was another one in a bakery that I was working in. They were making sausage rolls.
Oh, I love sausage rolls.
Well, if you could imagine a mixer with 20 kilos of sausage mince.
Yep.
A hell of a lot of water.
Okay.
These things are feral to eat, so you can imagine what goes into them.
Yeah. They're not that bad. I like sausage rolls. What's wrong with them?
Do you know what's in sausage mince?
Sausages. And rolls. Sausages.
No, it's not.
It's sausages that have been mushed up.
Not at all.
Oh, come on, rubbish.
It would have to be... the lips and the tail ends.
Delicious.
That get pushed through a grinder.
Yum. Who doesn't want to eat lips and tail?
Exactly.
I think it's fantastic. It's not wasteful.
It was more of an area around the tail that I was thinking about. Oh, okay. I can't really blurt out at this time.
Even better.
So I believe I could use the word anus at this time.
You could. Well, it's
lips and
correct.
Anus.
It's,
that's what's in
delicious,
sausage
delicious. Delicious.
Yes. So, look, I've set the scene now. So 20 kilos of LNA in a mixing bowl.
I think it's the Corporate General Manager. I think that's what's coming through.
Yes, I may not be here within 5 minutes. Oops. But, so all this sausage mince, heaps of water, breadcrumbs, fresh herbs and all this sort of stuff in it. Somebody had mixed cream on the mixer before I had gotten onto it.
Had they cleaned it?
No, the cleaning was done, but it was still on the third speed.
Oh.
So I was cleaning bits of sausage mince off the roof. It was all over me. Another one was when I was working at another five-star hotel in the city.
Oh, yes.
So one of the pastry chefs made all of his chocolate sauce and they had to cool it down really quickly, right? So they've gone and they've put it in a big flat tray and put it right on the top shelf in the fridge.
Oh, no.
Now, somebody who's not that, they're a little bit vertically challenged.
Okay,
went up and thought, what's that? Funniest thing to see is this guy grabbing that tray from above and pulling it down to look at what's on it and just getting this waterfall of chocolate sauce.
It sounds like some really bad Nickelodeon program.
Yes, it was like a cross between that and a scene from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Augustus.
Augustus.
Save some for later.
And falling into the river of chocolate. Mm, yeah. Delicious.
So, look, I've had plenty of food disaster stories. Another one is when I was actually working as head pastry chef at the exhibition centre, but we had the kitchen at the convention centre, so across the other side of the river.
Yeah,
and we had a big function, probably 400 or 500 people.
Okay,
and it was all canapés and dips and all that sort of stuff.
I love canapés.
Yes, well, there's some here actually.
There are a few canapés.
Get yourself down
here
to Joy. There's some canapés and some drinks and stuff.
Delicious.
The Globe has set up shop here and having a great time.
They're still running around like chickens.
Exactly. Now, to get the food from one side of the river to the other, the exhibition centre No, the exhibition centre had had a big truck.
Did the big truck drive across the river? Because could the truck float, or did the truck get on the road? No,
The truck goes around Docklands.
Right.
And then the back way around to where
South Orpheus. Instead of getting a boat just to go across the river, they just had to get a truck and they went the long way around. Yeah.
So everything, like all the dips are put in bowls and put on platters with all the crackers and all of that, ready to go.
Yep.
So the truck rocks up 5 minutes before the function starts with all the food. Mm-hmm. Now, I sort of got run off the road, right?
Were you driving the truck, were you?
I was driving the truck.
You're lucky.
Now, yes, there may have been a bit of speed involved.
May
have been a very bumpy bridge that I went over right?
Oh.
But I remember driving and hearing ceramic smashing. And I thought, that can't be good.
Oh, no, you just thought it happened. It was just a sound effect. No, it didn't really happen.
So I drive the truck very carefully.
Oh, as you would, yes.
And, reverse it into the loading dock, and I open the door, and there is dip all up the side of the truck, and there's crackers from one end of the truck to the other, broken plates.
So did you simply just open the doors, invite the people into the truck
to lick the walls?
Lick the walls.
That's
clean.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory as well. Remember the bubblegum wallpaper?
Yes. Yeah. So I think the whole world should be like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Look, in an ideal world, it would be.
Then I could eat the panel.
It's like Homer Simpson in Chocolate Land.
It would be. That's not a good thing, though.
Yes. But another food disaster story. Thankfully, this one didn't happen to me.
Okay.
We had, where I was working, we had different sections. So I was managing the pastry section.
Yep.
Someone was managing the hot section. So
okay.
all the meals. A function for 2,500 people.
Oh, small one.
Right? So think about, you've got your meat.
Yep.
You've got a mash, a sweet potato mash or something, and you've got some vegetables to the table whatnot. Someone forgot the potatoes for 2,500 people.
But surely, you wouldn't just need a bag. You'd have quite a lot of potatoes.
You need a hell of a lot of potatoes.
You'd have a small truck worth of potatoes.
Yeah. So, and you know what? It's really weird. Like, when you're doing these functions for so many people...
Yeah.
You've always got a backup plan. And that's one thing I learned very quickly. And catering for that amount of people, it's a logistical nightmare.
I'd be crazy.
And I'm glad I got to experience and learn that you need to have a second and third backup plan. If
being prepared is very important.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So even just, if you're cooking a dinner party and you've forgotten breadcrumbs, you're like, I'm not going to go to the supermarket and get breadcrumbs. When you've forgotten breadcrumbs for 3,000 people...
Oh, no, you just look at the cupboards, look for some old bread you haven't used yet, and then just crumble it all.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah, it makes
so
total
easy
sense.
Like that.
What are you talking about? I'm sure there's a big pantry there to look in.
Joy, 94.9.
Now, back to MasterChef. We were talking before about MasterChef, and they had a salmon challenge the other night. And this is the only night that I've watched MasterChef since it started.
Yeah.
And it's at the point where people are now getting aprons.
Oh.
So part of me sitting there going, yeah, I'm enjoying watching this. And part of me is bitter as all hell.
Why?
Because I can't enter.
Oh. Why? Why can't you
because
enter?
Because you actually... The loophole... Not the loophole, but the conditions are saying that you can't work in a food producing... Or you can't have had worked in a food producing... environment before. Now, that was sort of season 3.
Yeah.
I think now season 4, they might have bent the rules a little bit because I was out at a cafe yesterday and the guy who ran the cafe was a guy who failed dismally in the salmon challenge.
Oh.
So
there's a big tick for him then, isn't
and
there?
And a part of me has just thought, this little thing in my brain has just gone, I hope he's not gay and I hope he's not listening.
Oopsies.
But salmon challenge was really funny. Mm-hmm. Now, Look, I've done a lot of chefing, but fish just isn't my thing.
Really? Yeah. In many different ways. In many different ways.
In a few ways, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, and look, it looked quite difficult to do.
Yeah.
Right? But still, it looked easy enough.
Okay. Okay.
Now, some of these people just hacked the hell out of this salmon.
Yeah, well.
And they left more salmon, they threw more salmon away than what they used. Now, look, some of the dishes were fantastic and don't get me wrong, I love a good piece of salmon.
Mm-hmm.
When it's done properly. But looking at the way the judges are going, oh, yeah, that's cooked perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that and go, that's really raw.
Oh, no, but apparently that's the way you eat it. You can basically just belt it over the head once you've caught it and just eat it as it is.
Now, I love a steak cooked rare.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I'm,
yeah.
I'm all for that blood coming out of the steak kind of effect.
Mm-hmm.
But with fish...
Well, there's no blood. Yes, there is. I lie. There is blood. Isn't there blood? Is there blood in fish? I'm sure there is. I don't know.
You know what? I went fishing every year as a family vacation or holiday.
Yeah.
And we caught fish all the time.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I'm sure I've seen...
There's some sort of blood somewhere. Yeah, there's like a sack or something.
There's some gut and messy stuff somewhere. Yeah. And then, because I always... I can see a picture of a fish being cut apart.
Yes.
And there's all this stuff. There's all this gunk at one end of the of the box that it's being cut up in.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't go. I just eat the fish.
I can catch and clean a fish myself.
Oh, that's very talented. You should do it more often. Go on the weekend, do some fish catching.
True.
Joy 94.9.
We won't be chatting to my mum.
Oh, okay.
Right? But this who has sent that message in? Thomas has sent a message in saying, I'd like you to ask both your mums if they knew that you were gay when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this actually came up in a topic of conversation around 160 people
a small gathering.
Years ago, yeah. So I think last week we chatted about when I went for the My Restaurant Rules auditions.
Yes.
And got pretty far through it, but we had to go through 2 days of these games and activities. Oh, and
it's like a bad job interview.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yes, it's like a group job interview.
Oh, I hate those.
Mm. Where they ask you some really stupid things. But one of the questions that they asked was, we want to know, or you tell the room, and if you could imagine 160 people sitting in a very big circle.
That's a huge
all facing
circle.
Inwards.
Oh,
right?
Nice, yeah.
And you're next to the person that you're applying with. And in this case, this was my mum.
Okay, yeah.
Now, they said you have to stand up and tell everybody one thing about the person that you're applying with.
Okay.
That you know, but they don't know that you know.
That's a bit of a tricky one.
It was a tricky one. Now, when I said mine, it gave as everybody stood up and started clapping. I got a standing ovation for it.
Well done.
And it definitely got us through to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go through that in a minute. My mum ended up saying that she knew from a very early age.
Yes.
Because I was on the internet.
Yes.
At about age sort of.
Did you have the
15.
Internet back then?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
just
I
checking.
Did.
Just
yes.
checking.
It was the very early days.
Oh, it's like all text. It's just all text. There were no pictures.
Oh, there were no pictures.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, no. But, yeah, and so apparently I don't even remember, I wouldn't have even known how to delete a browser history and all of that. So she was able to know what was going on.
She's a very tech savvy mother.
Look, my mum is right down with it. She's on Facebook.
Gee.
I'm surprised she's not on Twitter.
Oh, I'll give her a few months, I reckon. Mm. She'll be right.
Mm. But, so she knew early on because of my antics on the computer.
Mm-hmm. Crazy antics.
But the funny story is that when I had to stand up and tell the 160 people something about my mother that I knew that she didn't know, that I knew...
Mm-hmm.
My brother, and I'm actually really happy that she's not being a part of this show tonight because I'm able to tell this story because I know that she would hate it if I told it while she was on the phone.
Yes.
My parents separated probably about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And after that happened, she moved to Gippsland.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
And she got herself a new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And
as you do, as you
do. So, but what happened was my brother started at a new school.
Yep.
And so he'd formed this group of friends.
Yep.
And these friends came over to their place one night.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right. Okay.
And my mum wasn't home.
Okay.
Now, they all sat down, turned the TV on, and there was a video in there.
Oh. Mm. An animation or maybe a
home
nice movie.
A home of my mother.
A home movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. Was she just like, you know...
My brother said he's never been so embarrassed in all his life.
Oh.
Now, if you can imagine, you know, it's hard enough to make friends in high school.
It is.
Yeah, it got a bit tough for him after that.
Well, it could. So. Some people might like that sort of thing. So, you know, some of those boys might have quite enjoyed that.
Well,
you can't presume
possibly.
They didn't. You know.
Possibly.
Well, at least has he recovered from that?
Look, he has. He laughs about it now.
Oh, that's all right then. At least he's not, you know, scarred for life or anything.
That's true.
That's never nice. Imagine so, that.
Joy 94.9.
You are back on Joy 94.9 with Simon and Michael on your Friday evening. And we are currently at 24 minutes to 9. We're nearly at the end of the show. But the person we have on the line, though, is someone very dear to me, someone very special, who we've been having a chat to during the music. And that's my mother. And if my mother can hear me, can you say hello?
Hello.
Ah, beautiful. We're working. How are you going?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Oh, look, all right. You know, it's all right for a Friday night.
Yeah, you're better now since you had a cold.
I have had a cold. I had had some tablets before I came in today. Otherwise, I would have been all yucky on the radio. That's never good to have.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to hear that you're better.
Yes, I know. I look after myself.
Oh, that's good.
So how have you been spending your week this week as a mother?
Just doing the usual. The mm-hmm. cooking, the cleaning, the washing.
What, isn't there anyone else to do it?
No, not really.
Can't my sister do it instead?
No, she's busy working.
Oh, well, actually, we were talking about some cooking disasters before.
Was she?
Oh, no, she wasn't, I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we were talking about the time when there was chocolate in the microwave.
Was there?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah, and
that.
She decided to put some in the microwave and didn't know it actually melted.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, it's a bit hard with chocolate because you think it's still not melted and actually is melted until, you have to stir it.
You do. And she didn't know what to do.
And it burns.
It does. And it was quite smoky.
Yeah, well, I can't remember that, actually.
Oh, see, it's lucky I can.
Oh, okay.
we've got a listener here, and I know this is a very abrupt question, but we have Thomas. I think he's from an overseas country because he has a UK email address.
Okay.
But he was asking if you knew that I was gay when I was growing up.
Not earlier on.
Yeah.
Maybe late teens, yes.
See, Simon was sharing his little story about his mum knowing things.
Yeah.
How did you find out?
I just had my suspicions.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things. And then when you told me, that's when it confirmed my suspicions.
Oh, so you see, mothers know these things.
Yes, it's an intuition, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, well, yeah, just little things, and you're thinking, could he, maybe not, just little, and then it all adds up when you eventually say something.
Did you have a girlfriend growing up?
No.
No, okay.
No, not that I know of, no.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
You're pretty sure about that, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty sure about that, because you never spoke about girls, so.
No, there were quite a few around.
Yeah.
But they were never, nothing more than just friends.
Yeah, just friends, yeah. Mm.
But on Sunday, Mother's Day, I need to know what you want for Mother's Day.
I don't know myself.
Well, then how am I supposed to buy you anything?
Well, I don't know.
I always have to give you a list for Christmas and my birthday. I think you should at least give me something to work with.
Well, I'll have to think about it.
Oh, maybe we should ask the listeners to let us know what I should buy for you.
Okay.
So if they were to send a message on 0427JOY949 or send an email to onair@joy.org.au and give me some suggestions as to what I should get my mother for Mother's Day, is there anything that you don't want?
Oh,
Sure, there's something.
No.
So you're happy with anything?
Yes, as long as it's not undies or bras.
Oh, okay, it's okay. I can deal with that. So if I was to buy you a new iron, for example, that'd be okay?
I don't need a new iron.
Oh, so is there anything particular that you don't want then? Is there anything I can't buy you?
I can't think of anything else, but no, I don't need a new iron. Anything to do with cooking and stuff like that, no, I don't need any more cutlery or, pots and pans or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I'll trump up my thinking cap on. Hopefully we'll have some help from the joysters out in the world. But thank you very much for taking the call today.
That's okay.
And you're welcome to join us anytime you like.
Okay. No worries.
Have a lovely day, lovely evening, and I will see you on Sunday.
Okay. No worries. And you have a lovely night as well.
I'll try my best.
And say goodbye to Simon.
Oh, he's right here.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Oh, bye.
See ya.
All right. See you later.
You're back on Joy 94.9 with Simon and Michael.
It's been a bit of a gremlin-y type of evening this evening.
I wonder whether that word's in the dictionary.
Oh, it is now. It is now. Today also I'm at the word calendared, the verb to calendar. I've used that verb as well today. Tristan has messaged in and suggested I should buy my mother a puppy dog.
I think it's a good idea.
Oh, look, I'm sure she'd love it, but she already has my sister to look after. So,
she'd love a puppy dog.
Oh,
you know what? I never thought that I wanted a dog.
Yes.
And I just really wasn't a dog person.
No.
But now that I've got one.
Yeah, you sort of like.
I've changed. I've completely changed.
You've changed. You've changed. You've changed into those people who gush and gaga over their dog. And in fact, refer to their dog as a baby. As a person.
The daughter.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And often that's sickening.
I've got another daughter though, the cat.
Oh, yes.
The cat. But the cat, look, I've got a cat that that is very frequently on medication for it's like a not ADD, but it's like a
like a cat version of craziness.
Yeah, it's some sort of
God, is there a special medical name for it? Something that there is,
and I'll have it for next week.
Okay, good.
What this does is she gets really anxious. It's like anxiety. It's like Xanax for cats.
This is okay. No, tell me
but
more.
But what happens, right? Yeah. Is that she goes? One minute she'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right. She'll be running around. She'll be having a great time. Mm-hmm. The next she's pissing on everything.
Oh, so that's like a night out, though, isn't it? Really, like a normal night out for someone.
Ben Cousins, maybe
on the way home.
Yeah, no. She just seems to want to go everywhere.
Yep.
Other than her litter box.
Oh, yeah.
So the only way I've been able to sort of calm her down is
to make the whole place a big litter box.
Well, look, so you know what? The thought had crossed my mind, getting a dump truck of kitty litter in and just, you know, doing the whole house.
That would be a pain to clean. Imagine that. Imagine the grate underneath it.
Very true. Very true. But, I reckon a puppy dog's a go.
Oh, but then what sort of puppy dog?
I'd get her something small.
Yeah. But then you can't.
Alsatian. I'm sure she'd love an Alsatian.
Or a Dalmatian.
Yeah.
Or a German Shepherd. But it's just like
one
a
of those
child.
Dogs that look like a horse.
Oh,
you know those ones where you don't walk the dog; it walks you.
Yeah. Or you can ride it. You know, either way, it still works. The problem is though, the little cute little puppy dog turns into a great big slobbery mess. And that's the small problem with it. It's not just for Christmas or Mother's Day. You know, it's all year round.
A new marketing campaign.
Ah.
I haven't seen the stickers for Mother's Day, though. It's not just for Mother's Day.
Yeah. So that'd be for, like, the cookware, wouldn't it?
That's Pyrex. You'll be on the phone to Pyrex, I think, as soon as we finish the show.
That's next year's little slogan for Mother's Day.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.